Genesis chapter 16, the slave and her son. The years passed by, and still Abraham and Sarah had no son. Sarah was very troubled.
Where is God? What about his promise to give us a son?
Then, one day, she saw her maidservant, Hagar, kneeling down and washing some clothes outside of Abraham's tent. The sight of the beautiful young woman gave her an idea.
"The Lord has kept me from having children,"
she said to Abraham.
"So take Hagar instead of me. Perhaps this is the way we can have a family."
Abraham was astonished, but Sarah was determined.
"Hagar is my servant. I can do what I like with her. She can have a child in my place."
In time, Abraham agreed and took Hagar into his bed, and she became pregnant. First, Sarah was delighted that her plan had worked, but it soon began to go all wrong. Hagar could not hide her joy and her triumph that she, not Sarah, was going to have Abraham's child. Suddenly, Sarah could stand it no longer. She stormed into Abraham's tent and said,
"This is your fault. You've done this to me by taking this woman into your arms and giving her a baby. Now she scorns me with every look and every word."
"Sarah!" Abraham stood up, reaching out to her.
"Hagar is your servant. You must do with her what you think best."
Sarah began to treat Hagar so badly that the young woman ran away into the desert. The sun blazed down upon her. After many hours of walking, she collapsed. She was exhausted. Then she heard a voice.
"Hagar, servant girl of Sarah, where are you going?"
"I am running away from my mistress,"
she sobbed. Hagar looked up. It was an angel sent by God. The angel spoke to her with such love that she no longer felt afraid. She brushed away her tears.
"You must go back to your mistress,"
he said.
"And although it is hard, you must obey her. Soon you will give birth to a son, and you shall name him Ishmael, which means God hears, because the Lord has heard your misery. Ishmael will have many descendants who will become a great people."
So Hagar went back to Abraham and Sarah, and she gave birth to a son. Abraham named him Ishmael, just as the angel had said, and the old man held the baby in his arms with joy. But Ishmael was not the child that God had promised to Abraham.